rehearsing for a Far Easter later on this year. I asked The Edge about that, and also about these two curious B-sides that have shown up on the new U2 single, Unchained Melody and Everlasting Love.
The treatment of Everlasting Love, which is unlike Robert Knight, unlike The Love Affair, it's more like Lonnie Dodding to Everlasting Love. I mean, how did you come up with that arrangement?
Well, the song itself is like kind of just such an over-the-top piece, you know, with the brass and everything. And we thought, well, there's two ways we can do this. We can go totally over the top and, like, just do the whole thing, bring in the brass sections and do it that way. Or we can take it the opposite way, which is strip it right down, like acoustic guitars, and maybe give Larry just one drum to play and, like, literally strip it to its basic thing. So we decided, since we couldn't afford the brass section, we should try the second approach. And we got a bit acid in there as well, but I think the basic, it's a great song, and, you know, you could pretty much do it anyway and it would be pretty good.
And there's almost semi-psychedelic version of Unchained Melody.
This is probably going to really freak out old Phil Spector, because Bono manages to avoid singing the melody for almost the whole song, which was, if you remember, his catchphrase is "sing the melodies." I was given out to Tina Turner for not singing the melodies when they were doing that album together. But I think it's a fair cop, you know, if you a bit of artistic license, mess around with the melodies of the songs. It sounds a lot more like Bono the way he does it now than if he'd stuck to the melody originally. It's pretty psychedelic and it's kind of a bit out there, but I really like it. I had great fun doing it, and it's a sort of thing, you know, when you've got the song before you go in, takes a bit of the pressure off. You can actually experiment and mess around and enjoy yourself in the studio.
We are rehearsing. Looking forward to this Far East thing. Are you all hungry to get out there and actually do it?
Yeah, we've been off the road, it seems like, forever. And at the end of the first half of the Joshua Tree tour, you know, I never imagined I'd be dying to get back on the road again. But at this stage, I really am. And everyone is the same. They're just dying to get out again. And we always enjoy Australia. It's such a great place to tour. And New Zealand will be great. And we're also hopefully going to hit some more exotic locations, maybe Bangkok, maybe Hong Kong. I'd love to go to China, you know, but maybe the mood is not great. But then again, maybe this is the time to go. I doubt if we'd be allowed in. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting out on the boards again.
Very different set, I would imagine, from the last tour.
We're adding a lot of other songs, obviously stuff from Rattle and Hum. We're probably going to BB King on the road, and I'm playing a bit more aggressive guitar this time. I'm starting to wind up the old amp a bit and go for it, which could be either brilliant or just over the top. We'll have to see, but it's good fun. I'm enjoying it. You know, I've never really been into speed. You know, I thought all that kind of notes per second thing was a bit silly, but I've always been a Hendrix fan, and I'm going to give it a bit of that this time out.
So that takes you through the end of the year, and then you start thinking about the next album, beginning of next year?
As soon as we come off the road, we're going to be working on songs. We've already started. We've got about 3 or 4 songs that are taking shape that are going to work out well. But it's a little early to say, you know. We're still writing. We're still getting the direction together for it.
What do you think about The Who doing it again?
Well, I would have reservations if they weren't such a great live band. You know, it seems like maybe it would have been better to kind of just bow out and, like, you know, rest on their legend, you know. But really, we saw them. Where did we see them recently? They just played a few shows at an awards thing, the BPI Awards, like a couple of years ago. And they just were brilliant, you know. I just, you know, I couldn't. When I heard they were going out on the road, I said, well, they're going to blow people away. Because they're still great.
They get 7 tours a year.
Yeah, that is a mind blower. I mean, I never would have predicted that. But it's great for them.